Hello and welcome to the Webcert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Indonesia has introduced a right to be forgotten ruling. The European Commission is looking to improve cross-border shopping and Naver moves to compete with Google Chrome. Indonesia has become the first Asian country to introduce the right to be forgotten ruling following a change to digital law. The new law gives citizens the ability to remove any online content from search engine results pages that they may find humiliating or personally damaging. However, the archipelago has adopted the ruling even though there have been no previous examples of an individual fighting for privacy rights. Damar Yuniata from Digital Democracy Forum has asked if the new law will be another clause, which will be mainly used by powerful people rather than by a wider society. Political questions have been raised by the decision, particularly from activists who claim that only wealthy people in positions of authority who can afford legal representation will be able to remove information which the public needs to see. Currently, Google Indonesia has not commented on the changes. The European Commission has moved to further improve cross-border shopping within the EU by altering VAT rules. Under the new proposal, both companies and consumers should find it much easier to trade online. Whilst not passed yet, the new law would open a VAT payment portal across the EU, meaning that companies could sell across the continent more affordably, as VAT would be paid only in the buyer's country. E-commerce Europe has expressed its pleasure with the idea, saying that the proposal has the potential to minimize the burdens when selling cross-border that arise from different VAT regimes across the European Union. The proposals are yet to be submitted to the European Parliament, but it is expected to soon begin the process of being accepted. Naver has launched a new web browser to challenge Google Chrome. The browser called Naver Whale has translation and mapping features which it hopes will help it to increase its market share in South Korea. The company has said that Whale has been designed to do all your work in a single window, whilst also pointing out that the browser was designed using user feedback. A beta version was launched on the 1st of December, although it's currently only available as a trial service for 15,000 pre-registered users. Whilst in the past Naver has comfortably been on top of the search market in South Korea, the introduction of Chrome and Android has put pressure on the company to respond. Naver hopes that Whale can help increase its share in the market and has said that the full version is likely to be available to the public before March 2017. Some of the world's largest football teams have assisted in the launch of a new football-based social media site. Dugout.com will feature teams such as FC Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Arsenal and Juventus, as well as high-level players such as Gareth Bale, Neymar and Alexis Sanchez. Each team and club will offer exclusive content to users and will launch on desktop and mobile devices. Executive Vice President Kate Burns said that the site has been designed to engage and attract millennials from across the globe, calling this particular demographic critical. The company will also deal with what it calls leading football influencers, such as Pele, who will also provide content. And finally, research in Japan has shown a lack of enthusiasm for sports-based media. With the Olympics set to be held in the country's capital in 2020, marketers are looking to begin targeting the country with sporting campaigns. However, research undertaken by Macromill has discovered that only a small number of internet users in the country have ever paid for sports media. Even the most popular type of sports media, books and magazines, have only ever been bought by 10% of respondents. This was followed by subscriptions to sports channels where under 5% of those asked have ever paid for such channels. The country has seen a decreasing interest in sport in general, with nearly 30% of people asked in a survey saying they didn't enjoy it in any way, up 3% in 2 years. And that's it for me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.